Rutgers University has just released a study that shows more and more public high school students are taking longer than 4 years to graduate. In many cases, they're in school for 5 or 6 years or more. But school officials in Florida say that is not a problem here. Robin Sussingham, reporting for State Impact Florida, has found that Florida officials and the Rutgers researchers may both be right. So, which is it?
Graduation rates are an important number because they let us know how our high school students are doing in terms of being ready to go to college or into the workforce. The Rutgers researchers say the U.S. Census data that they used is a more accurate way to measure graduation rate as it follows individuals through their lives. They found a decline in on-time graduation from generations of high schoolers born in the 1940s to the 1980s, and especially in boys and minority students. There was a definite growing trend for students to graduate well after they turned 18. But education officials in Florida said that's not what's happening here. A state education spokesman says our 4-year graduation rate got to an 11-year high in 2014, up nearly 17 points over a decade earlier to reach 76.1%. So, 4-year graduation rates, are they going down or up?
Graduation rates turn out to be a lot more complicated to measure than you would think, than anybody in their right mind would ever think.
Jack Buckley should know. He's the Senior Vice President for Research for the College Board. Previously, he was the Commissioner of the U.S. Department of Education's National Center for Education Statistics.
At NCS, we had a 2-volume, it must have been 500-page report of looking at different ways to measure graduation rate when we were trying to estimate them. It is just one of the more perplexing things that should be simple that I've ever worked on.
But Buckley and other experts say Florida has good education data. Buckley thinks what may be happening with the discrepancy between the Rutgers study and what Florida officials are reporting is this: 10 years. The Rutgers researchers were looking at the trends of people born over a large time period. So the trends that the Rutgers researchers measured were from people who would have graduated more than a decade ago. And Buckley says a lot has happened in that time.
That on-time graduation rate improvement really has been one of the success stories over the last 10 years.
So on-time graduation in Florida is, contrary to the Rutgers study, getting better. But educators will tell you it's still not great. And several of the school districts I spoke to really don't keep numbers on what happens to students after 4 years. They know their on-time grad rate is getting better, but they don't know how many graduate in 5 or 6 years. Polk County has started keeping detailed records, saying it's the first step to improving a lower-than-average graduation rate. Jacqueline Bowen is an associate superintendent in Polk County. She moved to Polk from Jacksonville schools 2 years ago.
I think it was at 69 when we got here, and it's at 71% now, which we're just not satisfied. And our board has charged us with doing better.
Doing better means keeping better records. And yes, a group of kids did graduate in 5 years rather than 4. Recent studies in Florida have shown that generally around 2% of ninth graders graduate in 5 years. And if they haven't finished in 5 years, they're not likely to.
Some students just need to be in a totally different environment or learning in a different way. And so what we have focused on the past 2 years is to be able to strengthen our guidance and counseling to get them on the right pathway.
Bowen says many kids have difficulties because of the standardized tests in math and English that they have to pass to graduate now. She says the school district is reaching out to the hundreds of kids that left without a diploma, coaching them on ways that they can graduate successfully.
And you just don't give up, you know.
Jack Buckley says because of intervention by people like Bowen, things are moving in the right direction.
We keep hearing about other test scores are flat, and some of these other achievement measures haven't moved much, but we are getting a lot of kids through high school with a real diploma.
He says improvement has also come from keeping better stats. The next time experts will debate the numbers will be in December when the new graduation rates come out. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.
Should school principals be allowed to take over low-performing schools? At least one state lawmaker thinks so. Get more stories about education in Florida and how it affects you at State Impact Florida at WUSFnews.org.